Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 50 years running radio show and 50 years running studio as well, I believe.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
A little bit rusty this morning, obviously been a big Anzac Day weekend. So
long, long weekend too.
Yeah. Long, long, long weekend. And we'll get into that.
Brought to you by the CFMEO.
So joining me this morning, as per usual, Three Trees.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
And alongside me is The Sparrow.
Good morning, crew.
The one and only.
And we do have a roaming reporter there this morning, and we are speaking to Sean Daly. How are you going, brother?
G'day, boys. How are we, all right?
Oh. Great.
Yeah, not too bad.
Campo's a bit wounded.
A little bit wounded, but you get that in the big jobs.
Character building.
So Sean's an organiser with us, and Sean is mainly in the infrastructure space and looks after the big civil jobs. What jobs are you got going at the moment, mate, and what are you looking after?
So I'll share the North East Link with Andrew Houston. So we share the M80. He does Spark. And I also do the Berth to Hoddle and the Lango Rock ETBA and civil. So we split it up. So.
Right, yep. So... So what stage are the jobs at, and what's the future work coming up out there for the listeners?
They're saying 2028 is the finish time, so there's obviously going to be work past that. So coming up, to be honest with you, I'm not...
Oh, I think you cut out there, so the wheels have really fallen off the bus this morning.
Big thing.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
He's trying to find a big hole to bury that 15 bill.
Oh, 15 bill?
Sorry, Shawnee, you cut out there, mate.
Oh, sorry, boys. I've just gone through the tunnel there, mate.
Oh, the tunnel. Oh, come on,
you could have pulled over. Jesus.
Look, you're not allowed to talk on the phone while you're driving, mate. Yeah. That's a bit of naughty behaviour. You'll probably get removed next week for that. So there is a lot of work coming up in that infrastructure. Obviously, over the Christmas break and all that, we got many occupations coming up, or Easter break, sorry, over the...
Easter's gone, mate. Jeez, he's really kicking it out of the park today, aren't you, mate?
You boys, it'd help if you boys offered some help. But,
just had to come pick up the pieces there.
Yeah. Have we got any big occos coming up and any big shutdowns over the Anzac weekend?
Not on the Anzac. After the Anzac day, we kick off.
That's what we want to hear.
We've got the 6 week coming up at the M80 there on the North East Link, so that'll be the next big OCO, but nothing through the Anzac Day period, mate.
What subbies have you got on them jobs?
The minutes, we've got We've got CIGs, we've got the Speed Pros, Careys, all the MDD mods. We've got Rangedale, a bit of Palinu, Lamar and all that kind of jazz. So Pat Bryant, JYC, all the major players.
Oh, yes. Sweet. So,
fill full of tier ones.
So if anyone's looking for work, give Sean Daly a ring. He's got plenty on. Day or night, he doesn't mind a chat.
Switch shift, you name it.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What's some of the biggest challenges you guys had out there in the civil space? Because it's a bit different to what we do within construction, you know?
Obviously, look, at 24/7 and, you know, the calendar and the hours of this is the main thing we got to manage as best we possibly can. Obviously, the shutdown on the Eastern Freeway, which we've got to be a bit more, you know, flexible with.
Yeah,
got to try and keep the conditions and the hours, and obviously the fatigue management. You know, all up to scratch and make sure they follow the NDA.
With that, sometimes our members are the worst for that, aren't they?
Yeah.
They got to protect them against themselves working too many hours and chasing the dollar, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's the problem with civil, mate. The money's there if they want to have a crack at it, because it does run 24/7 most of the time.
And then they want to have a go at us for fucking. For taking a couple of days off, that RDOs, public holidays, and all that, do nothing. They don't realise these jobs go 7 days, 24/7.
No, and the stuff that we've all fought for in the past, we don't want to lose it.
No, 100%.
Who wants to lose that?
And they work hard for it too. They're doing big hours. Look,
big hours out in the open too. You know,
dusty. Middle of the night. Yeah, you know, full on.
I remember I went down that metro tunnel once. I could not get out of there quick enough. That was my
dust. Oh,
noisy. It was not for me.
Yeah.
So
the sparrow needs fresh air.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Shawnee, what was that before you started as an organiser? What was your last job before you started as an organiser?
I was predominantly out of the Westgate Tunnel Project with our previous organiser, Jerry McQuaid, and the big fella, Dal Constantine, looked after us down there. So, did me craft out there for 4 or 5 years and then jumped on as an organiser.
Oh, lovely. The old Dalai Lama. Good friend of the show.
Mr. Melbourne.
I reckon he's forgotten more people than I'll ever meet.
Oh, 100%.
He's one of the best, old Dal.
So who's been playing up in that civil space, mate? Who's in the naughty corner, if you got anyone that's, you know, being a bit mischievous?
In the naughty corner would be CPB at the minute.
Oh, standard.
Standard.
Standard. Hollands and Seymour White, they're in the naughty corner at the minute, mate. So, they're your standard players.
Yeah.
And actually, Filthy Hogan, they're no good. So yeah.
Filthy.
What's the biggest thing they all try to do? What's their biggest crimes?
I guess the main thing at the minute, Andrew Houston's been doing a cracker job, and the safety boys and Johnny McCann out there in regard to traffic, trying to get that take that back.
Yep.
We're making a dent in that. I guess Filthy Hogan's just around representation and wanting us to do split shifts and cover one rep, cover both, so they're not playing ball with the extra rep at the minute. So
working against their own fatigue body management plans, yeah?
Exactly right, so we don't want that. We obviously want the nice shift rep and rotation, so
they're
not playing ball at the minute.
They're not big fans of adequate representation for the members. I wonder why.
All themselves.
Grubs.
You can't, you can't represent two shifts on.
No way. What, those work around the clock? I mean, geez.
Yeah,
it was top.
Mind you, management's all at home, tucked up in bed. They're doing all their, you know, swapping shifts and sleeping right and doing everything right, but our members are just getting hammered. That, you know, one rule for them and one for us.
We've got our situation, lads.
Well, that's why you're there, to fix these things, mate. So,
exactly
doing
right.
A good job.
Exactly right.
You won't be running out of work anytime soon. Your phone will always be going off. All right, we better thanks for catching up with us and keeping us in the loop, mate, and we better move right along.
Cambo's back with us now. He's fired up.
Yeah,
again.
Fired back
up.
He's got a second wind.
Got a second wind.
Someone give him another shot at Zabuka.
Fireball.
Have a good one.
All right, mate, thanks for that. Thanks, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Yeah, they do some big hours and hard work out there with, on that big infrastructure jobs.
100%, and it's not glorious work.
Nah.
It's hard work. It is. Hard hours, hard work. Dusty elements in the winter it's freezing, really cold. In the summer it's really long. Those projects, you got to wear longs and longs. There's no shorts or short sleeve shirts, and just getting cooked by the sun. You know what I mean?
I suppose before we go to a song, you know, we are copping a lot of heat about our public holidays.
But there was someone on Triple M and they were actually giving the government a bake, saying, you know what, giving the government a bake, saying it should be a public holiday. The Anzacs fought, everyone's fought for it, and they're just giving it away. And we've fought for it, and we're not going to give it away.
100%. We got it written into our agreement. It was penciled in. I know Jackie Failgate thinks we made it all up, and all the media all thinks we made it all up.
All the major parties in the NBA signed it and agreed to it years ago. And
Master Builders, the whole lot, they were all there.
Isn't that something that just came up in the last couple of years either? This has been around for a very long time as well.
That's right.
It's just being used as a political football at the minute.
And our RDOs. They don't like our RDOs. You know what's better than having a three-day weekend? Having a four-day weekend.
Oh, bloody hell,
it pays to belong. It pays to belong.
Exactly right. And like you said, it's all been won for. Nothing was handed to us.
And we just heard, the amount of hours our members are doing. You know, we wonder why there's family breakdowns and, you know, suicide, and there's all these sort of problems. We earn good money and, you know, and we do the hard work for it. But a part of that time you need to protect is time with your family and time, like, you know, you can't get time back. So
and even if it's just time with yourself, you've had enough.
Please.
Recoup.
Go to the shopping.
Yeah. If you do a 12-hour shift at work, right, 6 days of the week, right, That's just your shift. That doesn't take into account getting up, getting there, coming home, doing the kids' lunches, whatever, getting the kids ready for school, whatever, or and stuff prepping in the meal for the morning that there. Yep. None of that's taken into account. It's just that they look at our members as if they're overpaid and underworked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And none of these people have actually done a hard day's graft themselves, but just want to sort of accuse our members.
Did Jackie Fell go to the world?
Of doing nothing. You know what I mean?
100%. So, So we better cut to a track. We got a song. The Sparrow picked a song.
Yeah,
so
it's Blake's favourite song at the minute. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but we'll get it up.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Kicking down, my daddy couldn't kill. Courage in my veins, running uphill. A wildfire heart that never stays still. I was born with a spark my daddy couldn't kill. Sharp through the canyon's teeth, I carved my name in stone underneath. Scars like maps of where I've been. Every loss, a fight, I'd fight again. I was born with a spark my daddy couldn't kill. Courage in my veins, running uphill. A wildfire heart that never stays still. I was born with a spark my daddy couldn't kill. Ashes and ember, I don't forget. The fire inside, it ain't burned out yet. They try to drown me, bury me low, but I rise like smoke. I glow, I glow. I was born with a spark my daddy couldn't kill. Courage in my veins, running uphill. A wildfire heart that never stays still. I was born with a spark my daddy couldn't kill.
And what a great song, and I hope you like it, young Blakey.
Yeah.
Hopefully you had a win at the footy this weekend.
Yes, hopefully. Both of them.
And just on the footy, I hope the Bombers get up. It'd be good to beat the Pies.
Wait, how many goals did Curnow kick?
Oh, I tell you what, Carlton fans have
done well there.
See what happens when you get a good team around gun forward.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's just going off, isn't it?
I was talking
and when you're playing somewhere you want to play, look at you.
I was talking to a guy during the week. He was arguing black and blue about, you know, about doing a certain rigging task. He says, "No, but look, it's not right on paper, but if I feel confident I should do it," and I turned around and said, "Well, I'm confident I can play for Essendon. but I'm not going to go and do it. And he turned around and goes, he says, you probably could fucking play for him. And I was like, fair call. Take that one.
We did a toolbox on Friday and we had a few of the boys, a few of the shoppies come and help sell some of the merchandise we're selling on the shop out of the ute again, which is good. I tell you what, the chief, he missed his calling.
Oh, yeah. He should have been in the rag trade.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. Great quality.
And he had the hair slicked back. He looked like Count Dracula off the Muppets.
Bruce, they were calling
him. Not too. Yeah,
that's right. That was Brucey.
They were calling him Brucey. What was it? Brucey Costa. Footscray. Well, what's his name? Frankie Costa.
Franco Conso.
Brucey was doing that.
Franco Conso.
It was very good. It was good. And the boys loved it, and we smashed it out.
The new merch is out too, all the winter issues, so get online, and there's a few of the summer stuff on sale.
Yeah.
T-shirts are $30 at the
minute. I think there's
$5 T-shirts in there as well. Yeah. There's a heap. So if you're walking past the office, drop into the merchandise shop.
Beanies are $10 coming into winter, so get on them.
I think they got $5 picnic day shirts. So you'll be
ahead of the game for next year's picnic.
So, might have to put a line through it. Just put a new date.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Bit of texter. So
nothing wrong with that.
And on the merchandise, we pretty much sold out of the Concrete Gang stuff, so we are ordering jumpers again and shirts.
Yep. So. Shout out to Mickey K who messaged me asking about the jumpers. We're on to it, mate.
And we probably should have told the merchandise girl before we mentioned that on radio because she got smashed. So shout out to everyone who rang up.
Well, she just got back from her honeymoon, first day at work. Yeah. She's out on swap.
Where's all these jumpers? About that.
Right. Which is good. And we have some changes coming. The Concrete Day we've actually changed the date because we messed it up. So
we would have had a big omission if we didn't change the date.
Yeah, the gorilla was away, so we changed the date to suit the gorilla.
Everything's about the gorilla.
And by what Campbell means we messed up, we found out something after the fact.
So
it's well gonna, after the fact.
Yeah. It's going to be on the 31st of August on the RDO.
Yeah.
And we'll get it out. It's getting the posters and all that are getting made and all that. It gives us more time to sell the raffle tickets and hopefully Free Trees has rang the venue and changed the date.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I think that date might change a couple of times before the
end. No, that's it. We're locking it in now. It's done.
And it's done. Like the gorilla would have said, you boys would fuck up anything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Knuckleheads.
He usually says a lot worse than that, but we'll call it the PG version.
So, and on that Free Trees, we had a member pass away during the week.
Yeah, we had a brother of ours, Solomon Tamiru, has passed away and entered the Dreaming after a long battle with cancer. I mean, a lot of us knew him really well.
Yeah.
We did a pull-up not too long ago for him.
Yeah, he'd been struggling with cancer for a bit, and, he fought the good fight. He's very well-respected Indigenous man all through the union, all the Koori and construction members that come to Koori and construction speak highly of him. I know Shaq speaks highly of him as well. He worked at the Metro Tunnel, all the shoppies, and workers.
He's always happy.
Proper
always
unionist,
Always come around small, and we've had a couple of quiet sessions out the back of Rory's joint and seafood there with him a few times. He's a laugh, a good bloke, and it's sad to see what cancer does to people,
And, like I said, he's actually was a gem of a bloke and, he'll be sadly missed.
The soul man.
So.
Condolences to the family. Also,
if anyone's floating around Tuesday on our extra, extra long weekend, we've got the International Workers' Memorial Day. We'll be laying reefs down at Argyle Square in Carlton and we'll be there from about 10:30. So if you're around or you want to kill an hour on your extra long weekend, get down there and pay your respects to all the fallen workers.
Yeah.
And we've had plenty, and not just that. We've got a lot of suicides and all that, and it's about respecting the people that have gone before us, mate. There's a lot of...
You go down there and it really hits home when you lay out all the work boots and you see all these people that have passed away in the industry, not just ours, in farming, agriculture, all that. It's just... And all these could have been prevented. That's the problem. Every single one of them didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
And it would be good to get some rank and file down there because I'm probably going off on my own here, but I'm sick of it getting hijacked by all these politicians that you never see.
And they come down
and they rock up once a year with like a flowers as if they care. Like, the reality of it is that's just a ticking flick for them. Yeah. For us, it actually hits home,
and
It
would be really good to see a few more bosses actually get down there,
Yeah. Bloody hell. So if you're around, get down there. We'll all be down there. It's a sad day and... you know, we need to honour the people that have gone before us. And also, I think the ADO Day, when's that? That's this week, isn't it? Was that this week?
It's been and gone, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Hasn't May Day.
May the 2nd. May the 2nd, so, yeah. 3rd. May the
3rd. Is it the 3rd? Yeah. Is it?
So
you're all over it today, brother.
I am. I'm all over everything today. So what else has been happening, lads?
Oh, jeez.
We were in Cuba for one of them, weren't we?
Yeah.
I think Campo's still there.
Yeah. Oh, hello, mate. Welcome back. Hope you've got travel insurance for the trip you're on right now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Actually, probably the next week's show, we'll get someone on. One of our shoppies, one of his family members were there for that struggle of the 80-hour day and all that. So we'll get him. He's pretty passionate about it, and have a chat.
Yep. So, yeah, we can always get Stewie Cochran in to talk about his stonemasons and all that. He's all over it. He actually says a good spiel on it. They're the ones that got it the 80-hour day. So
yeah.
Brickies. They're working 12 hours. And they said, and marched down the street, said, we're only working 8-hour days and we want to get paid the same as we did with the 12-hour day. And they ended up getting it up.
How good's that?
That's how Moomba and all that came about, wasn't it? But yeah, we'll get someone on there. He's all over it. He can talk.
A little bit of history.
Can talk a glass of water slip.
What else we got, lads?
I'll big shout out to Danny Gardner. I was talking to Danny Gardner during the week. He sends his regards for everything, all the nice comments that were said about him getting his life membership last week.
Yeah, no? Good on him for getting there.
I actually spoke to Danny Gardner this week. We were going to try and get him on, but Danny Gardner's at the dentist today. Hard man to get a hold of.
He'd rather go to the dentist and speak to us.
So, yeah, to be fair, I'm feeling like going to the dentist right now.
I feel like my teeth are getting pulled out right now. I'll give you the tip. So. What else is happening, lads?
Oh, a bit more of an update. Obviously, last week we touched on CPB and their tram to Springvale upgrade just on the Eastern Freeway. Yeah, would you believe it? They're at it again. Oh. So they're having a few dramas down there with asbestos and the project and that. They're obviously, they had to engage a hygienist and they went about it a bit more lackadaisical than the proper way of doing it.
Yeah.
So they picked out a couple of little pieces of Azzy and decided, oh, they're only going to test this area. It's obviously with the rain and stuff.
Yep.
And now it's all over the bloody job. So,
Which job's this?
The tram to Springvale on the Eastern Freeway, CPB.
Normal offenders.
So now what could have been an easier task if they had approached it right, it now looks like a crime scene down there with all the sheets and yellow tape everywhere. And then they had a few breaches with the traffic and that there. The TC's leaving up the boom gates in public, just trying to walk in and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not ideal down there. It's not ideal there. But Brother Husto and that there and Shawnee himself, they'll be down there doing the Lord's work, trying to get it all sorted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not as easy as people would assume, but nothing worth doing ever is.
Well, it's the good news out. They caught up with George Abraham before, Hickory. He's fine. He doesn't EBA. He'll give 10%, no dramas. He's ready to sign off.
Per day?
Yeah, per day.
Wow.
Nah, they're all good, but I think everyone's got their concerns about what's going on. We need to do a bit. They need to do a bit. We need to clean up some non-EBA strugglers to give the industry a bit more confidence, which we're going to be doing. And we're going to get in really early with all these EBA negotiations, well and truly early, so it's all locked away before.
If there's any members, a quick shout out, we caught up with CCL during the week. Yep. If any members are looking for work, they're looking for some blokes down at Port Campbell for, I think it's like 6 weeks work, and they're actually looking for some traffic controllers in Melbourne. So if you've got a traffic control ticket, they're looking for traffic controllers. So if you're hunting around for a job, a hook,
call Camper.
Call CCL.
How good's that?
What else is happening, lads?
I'm just looking forward to
going home, putting the feet up.
Going home, putting the feet up, having a few, not one day, a few suds.
We've still got 2-3 days off, don't we?
Yeah. I'm dreading this Anzac Day game. It's not going to get pumped.
Yeah.
It's
well, and just on Anzac Day too, we are getting, like we said, we are getting smashed in the media about it. But, you know, I think it's a shame the government doesn't have a public holiday for Anzac Day, because we've got to remember 8,000 Aussie soldiers died in one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and, you know, just to honour their legacy. And we've had, you know, we've just come out of the longest war in history, you know, Afghanistan, and we've got many members that, you know, went and served in Afghanistan and Iraq and all that. You know, they deserve the day off, and, you know, they're getting smashed. A lot of our soldiers are getting smashed in the media.
Yeah, and for all the current
Nick McKenzie and all that.
All the current serving soldiers that don't get the you know, recollection they deserve as well. You know,
and we do take it serious. We sell Anzac Day badges and all that, and for people in the public to say that, you know, greedy CFMEU, it's just not quite right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
Yeah, I'm actually a bit shocked it's not a public high because the kids are learning all about it in school every year and all that, and it's just... Anyway, I'll be taking my kids to the dawn service.
100%. So, anything else, boys?
Seems like we're ready.
Everyone's organised their travel insurance if they're away this week.
Yes.
Make sure it's all done, locked away, because it's the best ticket in town.
Got to be financial, though.
Yep, and it's free.
And we better go in the Scallywags. Who we got?
CPB.
Nick McKenzie, if he's out there celebrating Anzac Day, someone's a throw rocks.
Even these guys dragging their feet, the Cobuilds, the Ironsides, the Balmain and Co's of the world, keep kicking the can down the street thinking we're going away. Well, we're not going away. We're still here and come in and have a chat. It's not the end of the world. Look at all these real successful EBA builders that are loving it. You know?
Exactly right.
Who are we going with there?
CPB.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
And Scally, Sookie Lala's.
Anyone sucking about us having a 4-day weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to give it to the whole of Australia who's sucking about good, honest construction workers enjoying some leisure time.
How bad is it? They're more jealous that they haven't got it. So they'd rather us lose it. Would that make them feel better?
Yeah.
Or ring your own union if you're in a sector that doesn't have it and put some pressure on your own union and tell them to step up and you go and win it. We'll help you win it. We love it.
Because we're an effective union that gets results.
What's good for one is good for all.
Yep.
And we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. And that's Good Morning from the Concrete Gang. And we're going out with the Pogues, Waltzing Matilda.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the quay. And amidst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when the blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shells, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain, and we buried ours and the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. And for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, all the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse over tit. And when I awoke in my hospital bed and saw what it had done, Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. And no more I'll go on, sing Matilda.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.